G'day, welcome to Partakers Think Spot. Let's go over to Jim and Joy and discover what they are sharing with us today.
This afternoon, Tuesday the 26th of June, will ever remain in the memory of my daughter because she had a moment she will never forget. She actually shook hands with royalty. I will explain. The Prince of Wales, Prince Charles, was visiting her school to open a new sports hall. My daughter stood at a rail specially erected for the Prince's safety, and when he came along toward her, she put her hand out. He took it, shook it. At the same time, she asked him a question. "May I marry your son?" He smilingly replied, "I'll talk to him about it." That made all my family smile. This was quite remarkable, as only on Sunday night I had been preaching in our local church on the subject of amazing grace. And one of my illustrations about this amazing grace was that in Romans chapter 5 we read, "Having been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we now have access into this grace wherein we stand." Having looked up the Greek word for access, I was shown two word pictures to illustrate its meaning. The first was a seafaring term, but the second was, it was as if you'd received a ticket or free invitation into the very presence of royalty. And in the presence of that royalty, you might well be asked, what would you like that royal person to do for you? The hymn writer, you may remember, wrote, "You are coming to a king, large petitions with you bring. You can never ask too much." You see, we as believers, Christians, we have gained access into God's presence through Jesus Christ, and we have all things in Christ. Isn't that amazing? Amazing grace indeed. Solomon was once asked by God what he desired. Very wisely, he asked for wisdom to rule God's people. The Lord was so impressed by his answer, he decided to give him far more than he could ever dream for. Esther, you may remember her in the Old Testament, she also had to go into the king's presence on an urgent matter on behalf of her fellow Jews, requesting their safety from an evil man called Haman, one of the king's officers. She would only be allowed to enter His Royal Highness's presence if he held out the silver scepter to her. She requested from her fellow Jews and from her uncle Mordecai that fervent prayer and fasting be made by her people. And as a result of them doing this, when she approached the royal throne, he did hold out the silver scepter. More so, he granted her request and spared the suffering of the Jews. And he had Haman, that wicked man, put to death for his cruelty. May I suggest we seek a much closer walk with our wonderful God and realize he is far more willing to give than we are able to believe to receive from him. Because we are now in relationship with both Jesus Christ and the Heavenly Father, we are family. And we may ask that we may receive, seek that we may find, and knock that the door may be opened to us. There is no barrier between us and God other than sin to prevent us entering his holy presence. May God enable us to see more of his wonderful grace, and he see more of himself reflected in us, that we may glorify him and he be glorified in us. Oh, indeed, amazing grace.
Gracious God and loving Heavenly Father, you are an amazing God, and you can incredibly surprise us at such times as we cannot help ourselves but to praise and delight in you. You are an awesome God, and we worship you. We have to admit to ourselves that we are sometimes guilty of taking you for granted, unconscious of our 24/7 relationship with you. We perhaps do not come as close as we ought into your presence because of sin affecting our fellowship with you. O Lord, forgive us and help us see how foolish we are to neglect such amazing grace and the deeper fellowship that is possible with you and the chance to see you working from much closer at hand, as we give ourselves more fully into your service and forget ourselves and what we want. When we start the day with you, fully trusting ourselves to you, anything can happen. We may be permitted to see a greater glimpse of your glory as you work in and through our witness for you. Thank you, Lord, for alerting that to us today, as we have been considering the wonderful fellowship that is possible for us to enter into, as you hold out the amazing scepter of grace in Jesus Christ for us to receive, because you love us so much. Thank you, Lord. We commit today into your hands and expect to see something more of your amazing grace working in us for your glory. We want to shine before others that they may see you in us and that they might want to get to know you for themselves. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for joining us on Partakers at the start of a new week. Come and revisit us real soon. May God bless you this week.